Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Your host for the next 30 minutes is Ron Brown, assistant football coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Ron's guests today are TNT sports broadcaster Ernie Johnson.
My relationship with Jesus Christ is not a slice of my life. It's not a slice of the pie. It's not a Sunday morning thing. It's the crust of the pie. It's the very foundation of everything I do in my life.
And Kanakuk Camps president Joe White.
And so using sports is kind of a place for kids to dream a dream that they can be successful at something. And then to use that sports field to build a kid's faith in Jesus. It's just like peanut butter and jelly.
Also, we'll tell you about a website for parents of skateboarders.
All across the board, that's what we're finding. Parents that say, hey, you know, I really want to get my kid connected to church or get them plugged in. They really want to do skateboarding, you know, and that's all they want to do, but the parents kind of are stuck. They don't really know how to get involved, get plugged in.
It's time to get Sharing the Victory underway. Here's Ron Brown.
One of the most popular faces on television, especially in the sports world, is the TNT NBA host, Ernie Johnson. And he's with us here on Sharing the Victory. Ernie, welcome to the show.
Coach, it's good to be on here. Thanks for having me.
Ernie, you have the ability to kind of handle a couple of wild personalities and Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith. You're a great middle guy, but you got your own stuff too, man. And tell us a little bit about your background in sports broadcasting and where does God fit in all that for you, Ernie, as a Christian?
Well, that's a kind of a wide-ranging question. I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version so that I don't keep you all day and that I don't put any listeners to sleep, but my dad was a professional baseball player with the Milwaukee Braves in the 50s. I grew up wanting to be a baseball player. I mean, my dad got a World Series ring with the Braves in 57, played with Aaron and all that bunch. And as I was growing up, you know, I'd hang out at the ballpark with my dad because he became a broadcaster later. And so I spent my childhood having Hank Aaron ask me how my little league team was doing when I was going out of the ballpark. It was a pretty cool way to grow up. And I had this dream to play professional baseball as my dad had. And actually, I walked on at the University of Georgia as a freshman, and then as a sophomore was told to walk off. So that dream lasted all of 1 year, and then I kind of looked around and said, what do I want to do? And it was like, well, you know, I could be a baseball coach and an English teacher because I was an English major at Georgia when I was there. And then really just on a lark kind of tried broadcasting because my dad had been doing it and no pressure at all, just kind of seeing if it was a viable option. And I soon discovered that when they pay you to go to ball games and you can sit around and talk about sports and do interviews and that kind of thing, and they'd actually let you make a livelihood doing that, I said, yeah, I think this is what I want to pursue. And so really the path that has taken me from Athens, Georgia was, you know, through a couple of small TV stations and then to Atlanta to an ABC affiliate. And then for the last 19 years, I've been with Turner. And I'll be honest with you, Coach, that through that progression, and a lot of time, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do because you want to keep improving at your craft and keep getting better jobs and progressing in the field. I mean, I'd gotten to the point, you know, where I thought, you know, I'm pretty successful. I've gotten to the national level at Turner. I've got a beautiful wife. I've got four kids. And this is where God comes in. He was always there. I wasn't always aware or paying any attention to him. Because I really had thought that, you know, I'm doing pretty good here, and I really haven't given God a second thought through this whole process. You know, it's been pretty much, I must be really good at this. And I was, you know, I was really blind to that. And, you know, I realize now looking back that even when I'm not paying God any attention, he's paying plenty of attention to me and that I matter to him. And so it was really at the age of 41. I'm 52 now. When I was 41 years old, really the light went on for me. And I dedicated my life to Jesus Christ over a salad at a restaurant with the pastor at a church we'd been going to for about a month, you know, because he had finally explained to me I was hung up on being the provider and I was really chasing happiness rather than wholeness. And so I was looking at things as giving me substance. My job was defining who I was. And that whole thing was flip-flop. When the light went on and I saw that, you know, God has a plan for my life, that Christ died for all the mistakes that I've made, and that there's no age limit on this. You know, he's basically picking me up by the back of my neck and standing me up and dusting me off and says, you're 41, and that's not too late. And so it was a huge day, December 10th of 1997, when I made that decision, and it's been life-changing.
Wow. We're talking to Ernie Johnson, well-known broadcaster for the Turner Network, TNT. We know him on Inside the NBA. And Ernie, phenomenal. At 41 years old, Jesus Christ became a reality in your life. You know, talk to us a little bit about your growth there and how that overflows into the world that you're with the couple of guys that you hang out with, for example, Charles Barkley and Kenny
Smith. It's funny when you look back now, and you're able to look back with a much clearer vision. I mean, in my personal life, my wife and I had two kids biologically. After we've been married for 27 years, we had two biological kids, and then we've adopted two. One's a little boy from Romania, and we adopted in 1991. And another's a little girl from Paraguay we adopted in 93. And Michael from Romania was almost 3 years old, had never walked, he couldn't talk, and you know, and this is before my wife and I had even become Christians. And so it was one of the things you look back and say, you know, God was looking after us even when we weren't paying any attention to him. And God loves Michael as his child. And we can look at that and say, he picked us out and said, there's this kid in Romania who's got a lot of trouble. He's got muscular dystrophy. As you know, he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy about a year and a half after we brought him back to the States. But it was like, Jesus is all about adoption. God is all about adoption, about taking all of us in. And I think, and that was really, when I think about the adoption process that we've had with Michael and Carmen, it's very much the same way. And so all of that stuff becomes much, much, much clearer. And what's cool, Coach, is that this is something that I've learned over the years, that my relationship with Jesus Christ is not a slice of my life. It's not a slice of the pie. It's not a Sunday morning thing. It's the crust of the pie. It's the very foundation of everything I do in my life. And so everything spills into there, my job, my family, and he's at the very core of that. So, you know, I used to hear people say, well, the most important thing in my life is my faith, and then, you know, then my family, and then and I always used to say, well, you got that all wrong. Your family has to come first. And it really wasn't until I had this relationship that I knew I can't be the husband, I can't be the father, I can't be the broadcaster, I can't be the next door neighbor that I should be, unless he is at the center of everything I decide and every move that I make. And so that's really, you know, that's really been the growth since 1997, realizing that I don't have him in my pocket to pull out like a good luck charm. I'm in his palm, and that's a great place to be.
Wow, great. That was Ernie Johnson, outstanding TNT NBA basketball analyst with us today on Sharing the Victory. Let me encourage you to go to sharingthevictoryradio.com because there's more of my interview with Ernie Johnson. He also talked about how God carried him through his battle with cancer. Go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Click on Listen Now and look for the one-on-one interviews. Coming up next, we got a fun interview as our own Bill Bumpus talks to the director of FCA Skateboarding about a website he's created for parents. It'll help parents find a connection with their kids who skateboard. That's next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Here's a quick hit from legendary sports broadcaster Pat Summerall.
One of the big mistakes I had made was with time, not taking time for Christ, not taking time to spend some time with the Lord, saying thank you to him. And I realized that all of us, the most valuable commodity we have is time. And take some time to count your blessings and think about what Christ has done for you.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Serving. Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at fca.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at fca.org. That's fca.org.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. My name's Bill Bumpus, and it's time for FCA Across America. And our guest today is Nate Giratano. He's the National Director of FCA Skateboarding Ministry. Axiom Skateboarding. And Nate, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, we want to talk about just the growth of skateboarding. And I like how you put it on your website and other places that you're recognizing that skateboarding has become a cultural phenomenon. Sixth largest sport in America. Didn't know that. 15 million skateboarders, 1,000 skate parks. Everyone's seen the skate parks out there. And so where do the parents come into play here? This could be very overwhelming for parents. There's probably a lot of them that would say, kind of like me, hey, I'm a dummy when it comes to skateboarding. How can I get some help? And you've addressed that, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and a big part of it is, too, skating my whole life. My parents know little, very minimal of skateboarding at best. I mean, and I'm 29 now, and I've been doing it for a long time. And so all across the board, that's what we're finding, parents that say, hey, you know, I really want to get my kid connected to church or get them plugged in. They really want to do skateboarding, you know, and that's all they want to do. But the parents kind of are stuck. They don't really know how to get involved, get plugged in.
And so you've launched a new website, skateparents.com, and we're looking at it right now, skateparents.com. And why don't you just walk us through it real quick? Lots of great resources for parents.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I mean, we want basically, like, if a parent knows absolutely nothing, even like what an ollie is or anything, we want them to be able to come to the website and immediately, you know, spend 5-10 minutes surfing around, clicking on different things. Then they have some ammunition, some things that they can take back to their student or to their child and say, oh, you know, you're doing this or you're doing that. You can actually click on the different phases, the progression chart of the tricks, so they can start monitoring and being excited when their kid is growing and getting better, excelling in the sport.
Yeah, you mentioned ollie. I like you've got all the names and everything right there.
Trick
terminology,
tips, videos, everything. Yeah, like basically just walking the parents through. We have a glossary or dictionary for terminology. So, you know, the kid might be. I mean, honestly, it's like a different language. We're like deciphering a code for these parents because they know nothing about it. And then also the other thing is they don't know what to expect at a skate park. The pros and cons, product out there, music. There's definitely concerns, and we have some professional athletes that are skate parents themselves that have kids, and they're going to blog on there and be able to start answering and firing back some of these questions with some answers.
Well, we're talking to Nate Giratano, the National Director of FCA Skateboarding Ministry called Axiom Skateboarding. So we've got the website for the parents, skateparents.com, but you've got your other website in general for everyone else. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if you want to click on axiomskateboarding.com, that's what you want to send your kids to so they can find out what's going on in camp-wise around the country, and then also local outreaches that might be traveling through with Untitled Skateboards, our professional team. Keep checking on that for updates and for product and for giveaways and things.
Okay, axiomskateboarding.com. But for the parents, skateparents.com. And we didn't mention on there you can sign up to get a free newsletter, and you'll keep them up to date with the newsletter there. In fact, everyone that calls right now will sign you up for that newsletter, and we'll put your name in the drawing to win some coffee. Everybody can use some coffee, and Nate's got some great coffee as a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I mean, I have to have my coffee in the morning, and it's actually really good stuff. A friend of
it
mine.
Is.
Yeah, it's good. It comes from Grounds United, and it's actually one of the best fundraisers I've found. For every bag that's purchased, $5 to $5.25 comes directly back to the ministry.
Give us a call. Our number is 866-788-5031. That's toll-free, 866-788-5031, and we'll get you signed up for that newsletter and also put your name in a drawing for the Axiom coffee. We got a 2-pound bag, in fact, two of them, so we'll look for two winners. Hey, Nate, thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us. It's been awesome.
Nate Giratano, FCA's National Director for the Skateboarding Ministry, with us today on Sharing the Victory. And coming up next, Ron's got a great interview. He'll be visiting with Joe White, talking about a camp experience. So keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
In sports, everyone loses sometime.
What a stunning upset.
In the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, nobody loses. We believe that victory is not about the outcome of the game, but the outcome of the heart. Help us put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. Join FCA and be a winner every time. Learn more at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more. including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Hi, this is David Robinson, formerly of the San Antonio Spurs, and you're listening to Sharing the Victory.
You know, I have to believe that one of America's favorite men has to be Joe White, director of Kennecott Camps for a number of years in southern Missouri. And Joe has been a spokesman for men's groups and inner city kids. He has been a war daddy, as I like to use the term, for so many who cannot speak up for themselves in this country for the cause of Christ. Joe White, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Ron, it is always great to be back in Nebraska. I cherish the years with you know Coach Osborne and men on his staff that have been involved with us through the years, and with athletes from the University of Nebraska. It's we're a long ways away by miles, but we're really not that far apart.
You know, Joe, you have a very interesting sports background yourself. You played at SMU. You were coach at Texas A&M for a while. Is that kind of what spearheaded an emphasis of sports in your life and how to integrate Jesus Christ and using sports as the vehicle?
Yeah, for real. You know, I found through the years of working with kids, and we've been at this 35 years now, you know, so it just gets better and better, but that there's a dream inside the heart of every boy and girl. And in some field of sports and recreation, you know, there's a dream that for most kids, especially kids from the city, you know, we get 7,000 city kids here from over 500 different, you know, inner city areas in the country every summer. And so many of those kids, man, have just never had anybody just be their dream building buddy, and to help them dream a dream in water sports or, you know, soccer or tennis or, you know, sailing or, you know, football or basketball. And so using sports is kind of a place for kids to dream a dream that they can be successful at something. And then to use that sports field or that, individual sports arena to build a kid's faith in Jesus. It's just like peanut butter and jelly.
We're talking to Joe White, director of Kennecott Camps and a spokesman for the Lord Jesus Christ for a number of years, a great author, speaker. Joe, I love that you have a heart for inner city kids. Originally, I came from the inner city. And you know what? One thing that lies in the physical realms and the areas of the inner city, you see lots of sports and you see lots of churches. And yet people don't necessarily make the connection with Jesus and sports, but you get a chance to bring them to your camps and make that connection, don't you?
Yeah, we do, Ron. It's so fun. And then we get to take these teenage kids, and, you know, our overriding passion is to build Christian leaders. And, you know, we start our kids at age 9, but they go through age 18. And amongst those kids in the neighborhoods around the country, there are kids who have got leadership hidden in their heart, but nobody's ever awakened that leadership dream. And so we take these older teenagers to one of our camps called Higher Ground, and we intentionally train them over a 6-week period to be Christian leaders for a lifetime. In the first year, they get training. The second year, we do a mission project with them in a city. And then the third year, we do a mission project with the poorest of the poor in the Caribbean and just awaken and show them, like, you can go back and you can be a leader in your neighborhood, in your city.
Hmm. You know, Joe, it's very consistent with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes message to be able to use sports as a platform for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And kind of the way I've been seeing it lately, and I would love to get your thoughts on it, I see the opportunity to make the connection with sports and Jesus as both a parable and a crucible. And what I mean by that is that Jesus talked to us in parables. I mean, he used modern-day type things in his time when he was walking the earth that would be great teaching truths that would come alongside of the truth, the gospel truths, to help people know that even within creation, the way God wired creation, it was designed to express the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it also serves as a crucible. In other words, that God would use a sport or a particular profession of a person's life and use that to bring heat to that person, to mold them into the image of Jesus Christ through trials and tribulations and growth of all sorts. Do you see that? Is that one of your desires in your camps, for sports to be both a parable and a crucible?
Ron, there is no doubt about it, and I've never heard it put that way, but that is absolutely true. And one of the reasons why you take such an interest in coaches, and we do too, you know, we talk about Men at the Cross and our dream to get every young man with a coach, every fatherless kid with a coach in a discipling relationship, so that as they're in the crucible, they can hear the parable. You know, often, I mean, oh, good grief, Ron. I mean, for real, you know, mostly sports are crucible. And everybody's in the crucible, and there's all these parables around them, but there's not a guy there that really spiritually cares about that, you know, young man on his team. So the crucible has the parable so he can hear the word of God in the sport that he's doing. So we want to equip coaches. You know, and FCA and Kanakuk, we've been Siamese twins for, you know, decades. You know, Les Steckel is a dear friend of mine. He's president of FCA now, and FCA leaders all over the country, you know, work together with us because we're doing exactly the same thing to make the crucible the parable.
Joe, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being our guest here on Sharing the Victory today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Ron. I love what you're doing. God bless you.
That was Joe White, director of Kanakuk Camps in Southern Missouri. Author, speaker, and a great brother in Christ. You know, hearing Joe talk about camps reminds me of FCA's growing camp ministry. We'll have hundreds of camps for athletes and coaches this summer. Find out more at fcacamps.org. Our FCA president, Les Steckel, loves camps. He's first team All-American when it comes to camps. And he's up next on Coach's Corner. Coach is going to tell us how we should respond to losing. Keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
When it comes to my sport and my faith, I can be real. I can be transformed. I can live inside out. You can too. Find out how FCA Camps can help you reach your full potential.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches. To learn more, call 866-269-2267. Again, 866-269-2267 or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, you'll hear from Mike Sweeney of the Seattle Mariners.
You know, I realize where my source of strength comes from, and it's my faith in Jesus Christ.
And Bible teacher Chip Ingram, who came to Christ through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
God, I want you to know I'm all in every day, in every way. I'm growing, I'm in process.
This is your place to be inspired to do sports God's way. So make sure you join us every week for Sharing the Victory.
It's good to be back with you on Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown, your host. Here's FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner.
If I asked you what's the fastest growing sport in America, what would you say? Perhaps you'd say auto racing. That would be a good answer, and yes, it's growing, but not like it was several years ago. The fastest growing sport in the nation may now be our oldest sport. Care to guess now? Well, the answer is lacrosse. Lacrosse is a game Native Americans originated several hundred years ago. Back then, the game was also a preparation for war. Legend would have us believe there were as many as 1,000 players on each side. The field could be more than a mile long, and the contest could last for days. Well, thankfully, lacrosse is not a bit like that today. No sport has grown faster at the high school level over the past 10 years. And for a number of years now, FCA has had a great ministry to lacrosse players. You can find out more about FCA and lacrosse on the web at fcalax.org. That's fcalax.org. Not long ago, I had the privilege of attending a lacrosse banquet. Like most sports banquets, this one honored a championship team. I couldn't begin to count how many such events I've ever attended. But I heard something at this banquet that I'd never heard before, even after coaching football 32 years myself. I'll never forget the comment I heard as a coach was addressing the audience. He was telling the story about being a young lacrosse player who was so disappointed, and he came home after losing a championship game in Baltimore, a hotbed for lacrosse in the United States. His father asked him, "How many teams do you think play lacrosse in this area?" He suddenly just guessed 47, and here's what his father said to him. He said, "Son, there's only one winner out of 47 teams. That means all the rest of you are losers. How will you respond to losing?" Wow, what a statement. I don't think I'd ever say that as a father or a coach, but he raises a great point when you think about it, really. Winning a championship is so special and really rare. Many superstar pro athletes such as Ernie Banks, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame shortstop with the Chicago Cubs, and Dan Marino, the NFL Hall of Fame quarterback with the Miami Dolphins, never won a championship in all their long careers. I was blessed to coach in two Super Bowls, but unfortunately, we didn't win either one. The reality this dad was telling his son is that no matter how many competitors there are, there can only be one winner. Therefore, the measure of your character isn't going to be determined how you handle winning, but how you respond to losing. It's true. Losing is painful. No one likes to lose. The Apostle Paul didn't have lacrosse on his mind when he wrote his lengthy letter to the Romans, but listen to what he wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 3. We know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Certainly those are winning traits. This is Coach Les Steckel, the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, encouraging you that sometimes you can learn far more about yourself during your setbacks than in your triumphs. Those lessons may well lead to the ultimate victory the Lord has in store for you. That is eternal life with Him in heaven. To learn more, please go to the website, morethanwinning.org.
Thanks, Coach. Great perspective. Next week's show is exciting. We have Mike Sweeney, first baseman and designated hitter with the Seattle Mariners, with us. And one of the great Bible teachers in America, Chip Ingram, will be with us as he relates sports to Romans chapter 12. Through the FCA ministry, we want to know what God is doing. And to do that, we got to get right into the heartbeat of those who are living in all the different areas of the country. So we're going to start a series where we interview many of the regional directors for FCA around the nation. And our first will be Dickie Clark, the FCA regional director for Georgia and South Carolina. You don't want to miss these interviews because the heartbeat of the ministry is exposed through these men. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, you heard about a new website for parents of skateboarders called skateparents.com. There's also a newsletter for skateboarding parents. Call us now and we'll add you to the list to receive this newsletter. And we'll put your name in the drawing to win a 2-pound bag of coffee from Axiom Skateboarding. Our phone number is 1-866-788-5031. That's 788-5031. And don't forget that you can listen to past programs and interviews by going to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Thanks for listening today, and we hope you can join us again next week. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.